Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Larry Pratt, ladies and gentlemen, will be joining us in the next segment with unbelievably important news. The globalists, the New World Order, are making their move right now. At the state level, the federal level, the international level. And I know I'm like, this is an emergency with the dollar. This is an emergency with the open borders. This is an emergency with the Second Amendment. It is. And if you lose it, it's 10 times harder to get it back than to stop them from getting it. Call everybody you know who cares about the Second Amendment right now. Tune in the next 5 minutes. You're going to hear Larry Pratt from gunowners.org, the second biggest gun group in this country, the only real national group. The NRA are the founders of modern gun control. That's a historical fact. I know you can't believe it, but we've proven it here. Let's go ahead and jam some calls in before Larry Pratt joins us. Maggie in Texas and then John in Missouri. Go ahead, Maggie.
Yes, Alex. The other night, Jim Lehrer spoke on campus. And in his talk, he actually bragged about the mainstream media's role as gatekeeper with words like, Americans are too busy to decide what's important and what's not so important, so we do that for them.
And we have a responsibility to tell them what to think.
Our role is very important. So, and he went on like that. So there was a Q&A session, and I asked him the question, did he not think it's possible that the... Slipping listenership and readership of the mainstream media might be related to a disconnect between what the gatekeepers thought was important and what the public thought was important. And I gave quickly as an example the Ron Paul campaign. Well, he didn't like that question very much, and he hastened to put on the record that they had given Ron Paul a whole 20-minute interview. But as to the rest of it, he simply said, There's an awful lot of stuff out there. Someone's got to sort it out. We're paid to make judgments, and that's what we do.
We sort it out for you and tell you that Shiite is Sunni. We tell you Iranians are Arabs. We tell you the Easter Bunny is real. Well, Lair's better than a lot of them. He's done some great reports in the past, but it's still kind of liberal establishment. But he's one of the few really journalists that I've seen do some good work, but he's still a gatekeeper.
Right. He is a gatekeeper and very proud of it.
Where did you see him?
He spoke on the UT campus in just an auditorium, and I recorded that lecture. And I've also written an article about it. Does any of that interest you?
Oh, where is the article?
I sent it to Aaron's email.
Aaron. Oh, we will get Aaron to post it. Aaron's running around like a busy bee doing three people's job.
I figured you probably get thousands of emails a day, but I did send that in, and I can put the speech, which was rather long, on a CD, but I can indicate where the quotes are if that interests you at all.
Absolutely. We're going to get it up, and thank you so much for the call, Maggie. Absolutely. There's so many wonderful listeners that do so much great work out there. John in Missouri, I got a minute and a half. Go ahead.
Okay, I have one question. When they declared martial law in Pakistan, and they took over the radio stations and TV stations, if something was to happen, like let's say in Kansas City and Bush declares martial law, will he do that in Kansas City?
Well, he won't even have to physically send people there. By law, at the transmitter site and in the control rooms at the stations, everything is wired through these EAS boxes since 1997. Before that, you would tune an emergency channel and broadcast what they told you to do, but now they've taken physical control. It would take hours to rewire it, even if you were to take control of it, to be able to transmit FEMA via satellite and via powerful shortwave transmitters all over the country, interlaced with a computer interface, transmits into that box. It's similar to the boxes that would broadcast the nuke codes to the B-52 bombers. So it's a fail-safe control grid. So they're already geared up big time for that.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
in the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The easiest way to find it is to go up to Infowars.com, and there's a big banner of a handgun tied in a knot that they have at the United Nations made of melted down small arms they seized from their victims before they killed them. In Africa, literally, they've done that over and over again. That's what they make these blasphemous monuments and signets of wickedness out of. And it links to their latest legislative alert. Well, there's quite a few of them. And here it is, ladies and gentlemen. Senate considering treaty that could affect gun rights. Ask your senators to support the Second Amendment Protection Amendment. It turns out Washington may soon be giving an arm of the United Nations jurisdiction over the import, export, and oceanic transport of guns and ammunition. And I've read the law of the sea treaty. We've had experts on about it. Reagan said no to it. Bush is trying to say yes to it right now, along with the Democrats. And it gives the U.N. control of 73% of the Earth's surface, the salt water, and the inland ports. And it's in the bill, and it's over a global tax on ships, funding, control. So it's a global tax bad right there. And remember, in July 4th of 2000, the UNIDIR Small Arms Conference in New York, and I've read these quotes many times on air, the UN said that civilian ownership of firearms in the Western world and in the third and second world threatens the legitimate power monopoly of the state. Power monopoly of the state means dictatorship. Pervez Musharraf over in Pakistan has a power monopoly. The state has a power monopoly over there. That is dictatorship. The only thing I disagree with in the UN statement is legitimate. It's illegitimate. And so this is what's happening. And there's other legislative updates. Schwarzenegger has, of course, passed a bill that will make all the guns that are sold in the seventh largest economy in the world automatically stamp on the bullet casing the serial number of where that ammo was bought to track and trace you. That will further bankrupt gun makers as they claim that they can't allow them to be in the state. We've got all these governors suing, Republican and Democrat, the gun manufacturers. They're going bankrupt on a monthly basis from lawsuits just defending them as they use our tax money to sue them ad infinitum. We have other federal bills to restrict police and military people who've ever had any PTSD or any other, quote, ism being banned from being able to buy guns. Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, the only true national organization with hundreds and hundreds of thousands of members, and gunowners.org is the website. Go there. Read the updates daily. Defend the Second Amendment. See, the globalists have gotten slick. They've gotten very good at just not announcing what they're doing, not having a national debate, not have Barbara Boxer go out and give speeches. They just do it, and we're in dire straits right now. Larry Pratt, thank you for coming on.
Alex, I appreciate very much the chance to be on. This treaty is really a desperate fight that we are in because I don't think we have yet 34 votes that would be necessary to kill the thing. And one of the reasons, the main reason why we're going for an amendment strategy is to amend a treaty means the treaty would have to be renegotiated. And this treaty has been kicking around for over 20 years, I guess close to 25. And a lot of countries have signed on to this treaty. They would then be faced with the idea, well, do they really want to try to tie the United States down under the United Nations, and do they really want to tell us about how we have to have gun control so bad that they would renegotiate it themselves? My guess is they don't. That's why this is a killer amendment, and if the amendment is brought up on the floor, we probably would get even a majority voting on the amendment. Well, once we've done that, I kind of suspect the leadership would pull the treaty down. The fact
now you're doing something big here. Already, one of the houses of Congress has passed lost.
Well,
out of committee.
This thing's out of the Senate Judiciary Committee, and all it needs is that final vote. If it gets 67 senators, then we're toast because this thing. And you've, I'm sure, from what you said, if you've had experts on, they pointed out that this is the real deal. This is world government without being called world government.
Let me just stop you. Can you boost his audio, guys? Go ahead, Larry.
I can do a little bit of that on my end as well. See if that helps you a little bit.
That might be a little too much, Larry, but that's okay. We'll do it on our end. Go ahead.
Okay. So what they've got in this treaty is a tax. Now, this is not like the normal quote-unquote contribution that the United States sends up every year, about 25% of their budget. This would be something that would just happen automatically. You mentioned shipping. If somebody wants to get a concession to mine or to drill for oil or something of that sort, again, the tax is put on. They would then have a stream of income that would not depend on an unhappy Congress possibly cutting off some or all of the UN money from the United States. They would have a predictable amount of income all the time, which they would then use. I know this is a news flash for you and your listeners. They would use it for a UN armed force. They would become, in terms of what the word sovereignty means, they would become a sovereign.
And their new stratagem is to literally try for hundreds of new taxes, from wellheads to money transfer, Tobin taxes to derivatives taxes to stock taxes to big house taxes to fuel taxes to cap and trade taxes. They literally, I've seen over 100 taxes they're proposing.
Right.
They're even getting states in Europe to pass it. Subsections of Canada are passing it. They're now telling power plants what they can and can't do here in the U.S. We are going under this regulatory giant, and then I read in Article 88 of the treaty, stipulates, and this is that they will reserve the seas for peaceful purposes and stop the transfer of arms over the high seas. So we're talking about a global coast guard of UN controlled running around piratically with letters of marque boarding vessels controlling the shipment of arms.
As bizarre as that may sound to some people, you have to consider what the UN has been doing for more than a decade, conferences and meetings and attempts at treaties to get the United States to overtly agree to gun control within the United States. And that was blocked. And the more I look into what was going on in the State Department at the time that John Bolton was there, the more I realize that he did it over their dead body, because the State Department, as you know, has never been the United States State Department. They seem to be the UN's State Department.
Well, that's because our government founded the UN with the big British banks. That's all in their own founding documents. It's meant to be a global imperium. They want to set up new systems to abolish old Magna Carta, Bill of Rights, and other governmental systems that have more liberty. You know, I mean, a lot of liberals well-meaningly think, well, the next phase is just global government, like Star Trek or something. But the point is, whether you're for global government or not, I'm against it, because anything centralized will always be taken over.
Yep.
From the beginning, they're setting it up to be tyrannical and centralized. And this just gives more and more power over trade, over armaments, to the United Nations. And in Article 29 and 30 of the Declaration of Human Rights, they clearly state that we have no rights after listing all these rights that we supposedly have. Listeners, I've been getting Larry on once a month because I know the Second Amendment's under attack like it never before. And the NRA is supporting this new huge gun bill. Give us an update on that, Larry. But I'm going to put the call out now. It's time to stop playing games. We raised $4.2 million for Ron Paul earlier this week. We need to get more aggressive for the Second Amendment. We need to realize the NRA are the fathers of gun control, literally, in this country. Not their members, but the leadership and the organization. That's just a fact. We've done analysis on that and given you all the documents. And then the only real national group, JPFO is great, but they're more of a analyzing group and a group that
think tank.
Yeah, think tank goes after the VA, and I say join them.
Yep.
But I want you, and they also work closely with gun owners. It's
they
integrated.
Do.
But you need to call them now. You need to become a yearly member. It's so inexpensive to, or at least sign up for the free legislative alerts on email. You need to become a lifetime member. They need. You know, I was talking to Larry privately a few months ago is how I discovered this. They need more capital to do more. And I'm telling you, every time we see something big, UN bills, you name it, because it's all integrated. He has to defend certain rights and then defend the Second Amendment. It's always popping up. I notice key nexus points. And a key defense, you know, a key brigade in our fight for freedom is Gun Owners of America. They are champions. They keep with a small force defeating the enemy. They're like crack commandos. They need the armament, and that is money. You need to give them a call. You need to go to gunowners.org and go click the member button and sign up. Be a lifetime. A lifetime's $500. How much is it yearly?
Just $20.
$20, ladies and gentlemen. They need your support like never before. Please support them. Gunowners.org, and give them that toll-free number, Larry.
That's 888-888-6-GUNS. That's 888-886 and then GUNS.
Give it again.
888-886-GUNS.
Or, folks, you can call on your own dime, 703-321-8585, 703-321-8585, and do it, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, I give money to Ron Paul. I give money to gun owners. I get out there and do things. You know, I put my money where my mouth is. I go down and fight gun bills here in Texas. This is something we all and Larry, am I right in saying we've never seen such a coordinated attack on the right to defense?
If we have, it was back under Jimmy Carter. It's been a long time building, and the amazing thing is that we're looking at this right now. During a Republican administration, or an administration that has made the first ever appointment, because the law has been changed, of the head of the BATFE. And this is a guy that Ted Kennedy said, after his nomination sailed through the Judiciary Committee this week, that he was looking forward to working with him on gun control. And isn't that nice that we have a supposedly pro-gun president nominating a guy who is a Massachusetts political type? Kennedy's well acquainted with him. He was in the legislature. The guy's been in other offices. Kennedy knows what he's talking about. I don't think our guys may.
When we get back, I want to know where the Veteran Disarmament Act is and how we can hopefully fight that and any other major threats. Final segment with Larry Pratt on the other side. Join today. Join the brigade. GunOwners.org. Thank you.
Ted Ennis from Midas, November 8, 2007, gold, 837 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $861.90, $424.70 for half, $212.35 for quarter. That's $861.90, $424.70, and $212.35. Hedge funds caught in the malaise of mortgage bankruptcies. The bond market continues to slump. J.P. Morgan gets caught in a $10 billion bad deal for Chrysler. Housing sales fell 6.6%. Mortgage giant Countrywide showed mortgage payment woes spreading to the middle and upper class. Investors cast doubt on investment banks. Credit protection insurance for mortgage lenders are skyrocketing due to the increased risk. The U.S. dollar is free-falling against foreign currencies, and countries that previously financed the U.S. are now seeking safer alternatives. Economist Rudy Boyd published the report, Bubble Leaking. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN financial bulletin. Have you ever wanted to make a lot of extra cash in a way that requires very little money to get started? If so, and you have a high-speed internet connection, this may well be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. You can now get a free DVD that reveals how to make more money than any sane person can possibly spend, and do it while working part-time at home with your computer. The new DVD shows how to earn money with no employees, no rent or other overhead, and the best part is that you don't have to go into debt to get started. It's extremely easy to get this home business up and running. And if you work smart, you can start earning money in a very short period of time. The DVD is free. However, you must pay a small shipping charge. To get your DVD, simply call 888-213-1455. That's 888-213-1455. If the line is busy, please keep trying to call back. That number again is 888-213-1455.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Hi, Ken. It's Judy again. I just wanted to call you back and let you know how thankful Mike and I are for your working with us. You know the sun oven we ordered from you on KenSolar.com? It cooks all of our food and then some. Plus, we just sold the old gas barbecue. Also, the solar-powered generator reduced our electric bill just like you said it would, and it's powering my whole studio right now. We don't have to worry about our food going bad or surviving the outages anymore, either of which is huge. Well, Ken, I'll cut this one short for now, and thanks again. Go, Ken Solar!
Get the best of both worlds. Solar power for your household essentials and a backup generator all in one. Perfect for hurricane seasons. No long gas lines, no fumes, and no noise. Lower your electric bill and be prepared year-round. Complete solar kits for under $1,200. See the complete solar power generator kit at KenSolar.com. Order your solar power generator from Ken's website at KenSolar.com.
Larry Pratt is our guest. In the 5 minutes we've got left, sir, you've got the floor. Run through the gamut, please, of what we face and where the Victim Disarmament Act is right now.
Yeah, let's start with that. This thing is going to hit veterans hard, the fastest, the soonest, because they're already illegally in the database. We thought it was initially just the 83,000 that Bill Clinton had directed the Veterans Administration to put into the prohibited person list when he was leaving office. But it turns out, because Dr. Coburn, senator from Oklahoma, has continued to press, and he has found out from the Veterans Administration that they've been putting names in at about 1,000 a month, that the total is now around 140,000 and counting. And then a gentleman came forth, a person who had been getting a lot of calls from people, and he called me to find out what was going on here in Washington. I explained the bill to him, and he said, well, I was the, let me see if I can get all these titles right, Deputy Assistant Secretary at the Veterans Administration. And in that position, and in the Office of the Secretary of Defense before that, he left government in 06, he dealt specifically over quite a long period of time with this whole issue of post-traumatic stress disorder, which supposedly, the debate, he told us, in the VA is not over whether these guys should be put in the database, but whether every veteran should have such a diagnosis. And that's a pretty chilling implication. And yet there's
that's what they do, like the Soviets. They say, basically, you're all mentally ill.
Yeah, exactly. And there's no data whatsoever to show that these guys commit crimes in any greater number, percentage, than the rest of the population. In fact, guys that have had PTSD diagnoses from pretty much straight through after Vietnam have had careers, families. We know they have concealed carry permits, which alone says
the point is this is massive discrimination against our veterans and police.
It's and firemen and victims of crime. Anybody that they can, well, as the guy pointed out, his name is McClendon, Mike McClendon. Anybody could really be diagnosed PTSD because it really isn't a disorder.
How do we beat that bill? How do we beat the lost Treaty of the Sea bill?
We got to be talking to the senators. We've got email on our website that people can read about it and then send an email off to their senators. It's quick, it's free, and they really need to hear from people back home. They were hoping they would get the treaty through before any delays, but happily the Vitter Amendment, I think, is going to buy us some time. Maybe we'll get the 30.
We have a lot of victories. That's my point, is that when people get involved and we're able to head them off at the pass 9 times out of 10.
Oh, yeah, this thing would be a done deal right now if it weren't for Coburn, who bought us the time. Now we've been able to bring a lot of public pressure, grassroots pressure to bear. If it weren't for some, just a handful of people, it shows you that the government really doesn't work by majority. Things happen because individuals know what they're doing and are committed to doing it and are not afraid of the pushback. You just can't imagine the pressure that they've tried to use to get Tom Coburn to back down. And praise the Lord, this guy just doesn't back down. He's done his homework, he's read the bill, and he's now met with this guy, Mike McClendon, the former deputy assistant secretary, and he's going after the Veterans Administration for more information. Rather than being on the defensive, this guy just keeps going ahead. You just gotta love him.
Now, for the audience, you don't need to go pay $20 a year at Gun Owners, though you should, for yearly membership, or $500 for a lifetime. Been around since the 70s, the only real big national gun group out there that most people don't even know about. 150,000 members instead of 4 million like the NRA. They are there defending us. And you just go to the website. They show you whose numbers to call, where to send an email. It's free. Just go lobby, help us defend the Second Amendment, or go help us engage in grassroots operations. It's your free speech right to do it. And all of this stuff cannot stand the light of day. There are new assaults each week. And if people always ask what they can do. Pick an issue. Pick some issue of sovereignty, borders, if you're anti-war, that, or if you are against losing your Second Amendment, or if you're for Ron Paul. Pick a couple issues, and we need you to take action. Please give them a call at 703-321-8585, 703-321-8585. Ask how you can help, or simply go to gunowners.org and join. I mean, if you don't have a pot to you-know-what in, that's fine. Go use the email functions. Go use what they've got there. Larry?
Yeah, if you have to, go, and you don't have email, you can go to the public library and do it that way. You can do it.
Larry Pratt, I want to thank you for your continued defense of the Second Amendment, the absolute bedrock of our liberty and freedom in this country.
Great working with you, Alex. Thank you.
Thank you. Larry Pratt, the Executive Director of Gunners of America. God bless you, sir.
Good.
Take care.
We'll be right back.
on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention GCN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you're interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you'll ever hear. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies not only to relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to build damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. Now, because the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it. And right now, a small amount is available to my listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to 321relief.com. And the best part? My listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com or call 815-259-4552 for details.
Hi, I'm Lynette Brooks, founder of MetaCleanse, the original colon cleanse combining the healing power of flaxseed with the detoxification of bentonite clay. In a perfect world, we would eat natural healthy foods, but the foods we eat today are not the foods nature intended for us. Fast food is toxic food. I've been producing MetaCleanse for over 20 years, and customers from across the U.S. say that MetaCleanse helps your body detoxify from fast foods as well as other environmental poisons, such as heavy metals and pesticides in the intestinal tract. For centuries, flax has been known as nature's superfood. Even the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation. A one-month supply of MetaCleanse is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com for only $22.95 plus shipping and handling. Or call me today at 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547. Radiant health has never been easier.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control. Get relief. Get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Watch it Sunday on the internet at Loose Change, thefinalcut.com. Links up on prisonplanet.com, but check out the new website. Right now, Steve Watson did a story for InfoWars.net and prisonplanet.com. Loose Change, Final Cut is here, ladies and gentlemen. That's the headline. Loose Change, Final Cut is here and is... you can order the DVD right now. It'll be shipping in just a week or two. We've already got it. We're trying to figure out exactly. We said we'd ship it on the 20th, but we're saying, why not just ship it early? But the point is, get your order in now. It'll be shipping very, very soon. I mean, it's already, what, the 9th? So I guess, yeah, it'll be shipping in the next week. We can say that. It's supposed to ship the week of the 20th, but we'll see. I'm the executive producer, and we can basically do whatever we want, as long as the guys are good with it. No, they are. And that's why we're going to go ahead and start sales early today instead of Monday, and you'll be able to start watching it Sunday evening at loosechange911.com or loosechangethefinalcut.com. Right now, I wanted to play this Daily Show piece because it kind of is sick in a way because it makes a joke out of torture. I know it's a joke show, but... I'm seeing a shift now as they get ready for the Democrats to come in. Here it is.
who we are, what we believe in. Is our children learning? Would we, in fact, like fries with that? Do we torture? Which, like any weighty question of ethics, is actually a question of semantics.
What torture? What's your definition?
That's defined in U.S. law.
It is? Here you go. Torture, an act specifically intended to inflict severe physical or mental pain or suffering.
And we don't torture.
Suck on that, Belgium! We don't torture. I'm so glad we don't inflict severe physical or mental... What's this right here? Oh! Hey, look at this. It's a Justice Department memo in my U.S. law. We are allowed to head slap, expose people to extreme temperatures, and simulate drowning. Which is called waterboarding, which, by the way, sounds so much better than simulate drowning. You know, when you get waterboarded, it sounds like fun. I can't wait to hop in my Jeep Liberty, drink some Mountain Dew, and go waterboarding. But see, this is the trouble with not being barbaric. We always find ourselves in these gray areas. You'd be amazed how much uncertainty there is in the realm of drowning. Even when you're lashed to a board with water being poured on your face, still quite a bit of wiggle room.
It depends on how it's done. It depends on the circumstances. It depends on who does it.
The person doing it is, I don't know, the Harlem Globetrotters. Let's say it's them. So you think it's going to be water in the bucket, but at the last second, turns out the bucket is filled with confetti. Very funny. Torture? I would say no.
I think the way it's been defined in the media, it shouldn't be done. The way in which they've described it, particularly in the liberal media.
Ah, interesting point. What is the liberal definition of... What is the liberal definition of... I have the liberal dictionary right here. Let's see what... Let's see how they describe, define waterboarding. Something done by the evil troops who we don't support to innocent terrorists violating their rights to bomb our cities and make us get gay married. I can see why you'd have a problem with that. What about... Anyway. You want to know something interesting? It turns out the liberal dictionary is also a children's Bible. I don't know. It's as though somebody just slapped some sort of cover on it that said liberal dictionary. What about the nominee for attorney general, our nation's top law enforcement official? He can provide the concrete, legal, and ethical precision we need to figure out whether or not we should be drowning people. Rhode Island's Sheldon Whitehouse, who, by the way, has the best rebus of any sitting senator, posed the question.
So is waterboarding constitutional?
I don't know what's involved in the technique. If waterboarding is torture, torture is not constitutional.
You don't know what's involved in water? How do you not know waterboarding is going to be on the test? Waterboarding inflicts mental pain and suffering. It's the definition of torture in U.S. law.
The Fifth and the Fourteenth Amendments bar conduct that shocks the conscience.
Shock the conscience. By the way, that's exactly what the CIA did when they classified Jiminy Cricket as an enemy combatant. That somewhat raises the bar that's attached to the anal pair. So now conduct, it can't just be hurtful, it has to shock the conscience. And then the real question becomes, whose conscience are we working with here? Yours and mine, or maybe CIA Chief Michael Hayden's?
Talking about the shock the conscience standard, all right? That they took you and me, all right, people of our age, and put us, you and me, through what Marine Corps recruits go through at Paris Island and forced us to do that, that would probably shock the conscience.
Oh, my God, the Army's unconstitutional.
Well, they do, in a way, torture the soldiers, shave their heads, sleep deprivation, break them down. That's more modern. The Germans developed that and actually in their textbooks said that it was a form of mind control. The French then developed similar systems right along the same lines. This is just the fact of the history. This is what's going on. But you notice he makes a joke about, let's see the liberal dictionary. Oh, they want the terrorists to attack us. She almost implying that and saying that people who are against torture hate the troops. Oh, the liberals that hate the troops and want to torture, liberals that hate the troops and want to do all these bad things and want the terrorists to attack us. See, that's saying, oh, see, torture's good. I don't know, just the whole flavor of that completely and totally changed. The entire angle from which he's been coming and, you know, basically speaking in the last few years, Mr. Stewart, kind of shifting there. All right, Jason Burmess is online with us for the rest of the hour, and then actor, TV star, documentary filmmaker Turk Pipkin will be joining us. He's traveled all over the world, and I guess you could use that label progressive, but, I mean, he's a really good guy, and he's gone into Africa and put water systems in, you name it. His film's extremely powerful and very well done. Went to a lot of dangerous areas, so I just want to get his take kind of through his eyes, what he's seen out there. And also Willie Nelson. He's real good friends with Willie Nelson. They wrote a book together and that just came out. And I'd met Turk before, been in a movie with Turk. But then I ran into him and Willie Nelson a few weeks ago. And then I ran into him again this weekend out at Rick Linkletter's house. And I just said, well, we've got to get Turk Pipkin on the show. So he's scheduled to be wandering in here anytime. Going now to Jason Burmess, who's wandered in. Jason, it is good to have you here with us.
Well, thanks for having me.
This will be a day long remembered, Sunday night. Going into Monday morning, we're going to post on the two different websites, loosechangethefinalcut.com and loosechange911.com, the Loose Change Final Cut. And it's a totally new film. People can order the DVD right now. And, you know, we were putting that date out there to make sure we had time to get the DVDs in, but now the DVDs are in, and we might as well just confer right here on air. Jason, talk to the guys today and see. We could go ahead and, you know, say this stuff ships next Friday or something, I guess, and so people just aren't pre-ordering. I mean, they're here. People can order now. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. Get your pre-orders in now, and, you know, maybe you'll have it by Thanksgiving, and there's nothing more that you should be doing than spreading this information to your family, especially around the holidays.
Well, I agree with you, my friend, and get into the film. I mean, this is a totally new film, a whole new level of quality. You guys busted your hind ends the last 2.5 years making this. Tell us about it.
Yeah, absolutely. This is an entirely new film. And, you know, we start out with the 9/11 Truth Movement. We start out at Ground Zero in 2006 to show that there are thousands of us that have a big concern in what the government and media have told us about 9/11. From there, we have our little introduction. We go over, you know, Robert Wright and Larry Klayman in front of Judicial Watch, discussing how, you know, they tried to come forward with the actual terrorist funding and, you know, that they knew who some of the hijackers were, and they were thwarted by members of the FBI. From there, we get into the hijackers themselves. We go over the information that many of them trained at U.S. Air bases, including Pensacola Navy Station, Monterey, California, and Maxwell Air Force Base. You know, after that, we get into the war games, and, you know, we were actually able to obtain that 144 hours of NORAD tape about 4 or 5 months ago. Some of that makes it in there. We
and boy, did that trigger harassment. Whew.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the funny thing is that, you know, a lot of the debunkers say, well, you know, those war games, they were scheduled that day, but as soon as the attacks happened, they were called off. Tapes tell a different story. Tapes tell the story of generals and colonels on the phone after three planes have struck their targets, asking Cheyenne Mountain to stop putting inputs on their screen. You know, the tapes tell the story of these air traffic controllers chasing Flight 11 for 40 minutes after it hit the tower. You know, the tapes tell the real story that exercises were coinciding with planes going in and out of radar that were hijacked and hitting buildings.
And it just goes on and on. This is an entirely new film. It's not just clips and analysis and bombs going off. It's all that. It's all these incredible interviews. Tell people about some of the interviews. Again, you can order it right now at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Big links to go watch the trailer. Order it right now. Go ahead.
Sure. You know, some of the great interviews that we got that actually made the film, our former Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney, she's in this movie. 26-year CIA veteran, Ray McGovern is in this film. Of course, Stephen Jones, Kevin Ryan also make an appearance. Gordon Ross is also in the movie. And there were just so many interviews that not every interview made it. I mean, we were able to actually interview the mayor of Indian Lake, and he tells us when he got there, he wouldn't have known a plane had crashed in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, unless someone told him.
which shows how popular mechanics and BBCB cut up and spun what he really even said in their TV shows.
That's right. He was the gentleman in the boat in the BBC piece talking about all the small pieces of debris in Indian Lake. What they fail to mention is that there was a debris field, a secondary debris field, over a mountain ridge 8 miles away in New Baltimore.
Yeah, they built a straw man and said that we claimed the lake was the furthest point. We never said it. And then they make up that we claimed the map thing showed 4 miles, but it was only one. We never did that. They just make stuff up.
Absolutely. And when we actually showed him the 9/11 commissioner report where they said that they were not tracking Flight 93 until 10:06, he just couldn't believe it. And he looks at it in the movie. He's in astonishment. He discusses how he heard what he thought at first was a missile going over his house, and that he suspects that they were the fighter jets that were actually tailing Flight 93.
Now, here's the analogy for those that don't get what a straw man is. I know most of you do, but for those that don't, that's where you don't actually fight Jason Mermis or Alex Jones or any of these other people. That is where you build a straw man, dress him up, paint him up like the person, and then go beat it up and claim that you defeated the individual when you didn't. Okay, it'd be like drawing a picture of Alex Jones and then tearing it up and saying you beat Alex Jones up. Here's another analogy. It'd be like if I said, Jason, how dare you say that Godzilla orbits Pluto and has dinner every day with Ronald McDonald and the Hamburglar, but Jason doesn't say that Godzilla orbits Pluto and has dinner every evening with the Hamburglar and Grimace and Ronald McDonald. See, that's what they do. We don't say this, and then they say that we say this. They say, the family members all hate you, and the majority don't. They've gone public. They've spoken out years ago. They're in the film. That's a straw man. They say that we claim the firefighters blew the buildings up, and they walk up to me on the street in New York, you know, these hired hacks, and go, how dare you say the firefighters killed the people? And I go, no, the firefighters are on record saying there were bombs in buildings, and they were told to get back, it was going to be brought down. They were ordered to back off. How dare you attack our firefighters? Another straw man. They cannot really debate us.
Well, I'm so glad that you brought up the family members, because they do play a prominent role in this picture. A lot of people don't realize that they were very unhappy during the 9/11 Commission hearings. And in both the NORAD section and the 9/11 Commission section, you can see how unhappy they are as they stand up and protest what's going on in these hearings. People like Christopher Brodeur, I forget who the woman is who holds the fiction sign while Giuliani is speaking, but these people were legitimately upset. It got play in the media for maybe half a day, and then it just, you know, went on as news as usual.
Well, we've had Bill Doyle on a year and a half ago, the head of the biggest group, highly respected, all of every TV show, and saying, yeah, they killed my son Joey. It's a total inside job. The majority of the victims' groups believe it's an inside job. And that was a year and a half ago. But, oh, no, no family member thinks it.
Well, that's just absolutely ludicrous. You have people like Bob McElveen on the CBC and other shows discussing about how he also believes it's an inside job. You know, we know a lot of family members personally. We know a lot of the first responders personally. We know a lot of the firefighters personally. And, you know, John Schroeder is in this movie, and you can actually see him in the Naudé Brothers film as one of the first firefighters on the scene. And he discusses in the picture how when he got there about 5-10 minutes after the plane had actually hit, they were in the lobby grouping up, figuring out their plan of attack, when then the elevators exploded. So this explosion that happened to some of these elevators happened a good 10, 15 minutes after the plane had actually hit. So the claim that the jet fuel went down 1,000-plus feet, 70-plus floors, and blew out in the lobby is absolutely ludicrous.
Jason Mermis, I hope people will go to prisonplanet.com and infowars.com. We've got big links to the new website, loosechangethefinalcut.com. You can buy the DVD there right now. You can go to loosechange911.com, Loose Change Crew site. It's the same price, $19.95. It's a two-hour film with extras. It is a DVD-9. It is unbelievably powerful. It is the penultimate, final Loose Change. And it is a totally new film, and you see the growth and the research of these young men. And again, it feels so good watching you guys develop this, being able to come in and help when you guys ask for some guidance and help and support financially, and to now see it actually coming out to be released this Sunday evening. You'll be able to watch it at the different websites, loosechangethefinalcut.com, just link through Prisonplanet.com and the other sites. And you'll be able to download it, watch it in super high quality. It's getting close to DVD quality in these new players and systems. And download it, stream it. We've got all these different formats. Again, this is so much work in the process, so much time. You know, Charlie wanted to do it, but we got about 6 months behind doing it. He's shooting his TV show. He wanted to voice it during the off season. He's in that big divorce battle with Denise. No secret there. And so just because of, you know, all the lawyers and the rest of it, Charlie isn't voicing it, but he wanted to make clear, because they always try to spin it, that he's a total 9/11 truther. His dad just went public. But this is Dylan doing it, and, you know, it's a classic Loose Change, and it's the best voiceover that Dylan has done.
Yeah, absolutely. We went down to New York City to professionally record this at SMT Studios, and we thank them for their time and effort. I'm just so excited to get this movie out to as many people as possible. I'm actually going to be screening it with Minnesota We Are Change on Sunday at 4:30 at the Riverview Theater. Very excited to do that. We really want as many people as possible to see this movie.
Stay there. We're going to come back, talk about that premiere in New York, talk about the new film, Loose Change Final Cut.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a two-pack for only $99 or a four-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Attention GCN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you're interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you'll ever hear. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies not only to relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to build damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. Now, because the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it. And right now, a small amount is available to my listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to 321relief.com. And the best part? My listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com or call 815-259-4552 for details.
I'm delighted to present my latest book, In Defense of Israel. This book will expose the sins of the fathers and the vicious abuse of the Jewish people. In Defense of Israel will shape Christian theology. It scripturally proves that the Jewish people as a whole did not reject Jesus as Messiah. It will also prove that Jesus did not come to earth to be the Messiah. It will prove that there was a Calvary conspiracy between Rome, the high priest, and Herod to execute Jesus as an insurrectionist too dangerous to live. Since Jesus refused by word and deed to claim to be the Messiah, how can the Jews be blamed for rejecting what was never offered? Read it in this shocking expose in defense of Israel.
This latest book by Pastor John Hagee is destined to generate lively discussions among Christians the world over. It's available in most U.S. bookstores or call the number on the screen and order your copy today. Call now or visit our website. Ask for offer B139.
Yeah, that's that nut, Pastor Hagee. That's on his own website saying Jesus isn't the Messiah. And this is the nut who wants to attack Iran and says Armageddon's here and it's of the Lord. And I'm getting emails, you know, 90 out of 100 are positive, but 10 or so out of every 100, we've gotten hundreds of emails, are that we made this video clip up. You can go watch the video on PrisonPlanet.com, and that we're lying. Just like when Dick Cheney said in front of the CFR on C-SPAN that he kept it secret that he was a CFR director, Council on Foreign Relations, and then people said that was a fake video clip when on their own website, CFR.org, he admits that he was the director of it in the mid-90s. I mean, look, just stop living in denial. That's all I'm asking people to do is stop denying. Just look into what we're saying. Before you deny it, look into it. Okay, I'm sorry this guy's a complete nut. I mean, even if you're not a Christian, to sit there and just, he's crazy. He's completely insane. Going back to Jason Burmes. Jason, 2 years in the making. Loose Change Final Cut comes out on DVD today. People can order it at Infowars.com or LooseChangeFinalCut.com or LooseChange911.com. And it hits the web Sunday evening. Now, we've got flash players and a different format, super high quality. And you guys are also going to put it out on another platform. Tell us about the quality that they'll be able to download it at the LooseChange911.com website.
Again, this is going to be top-notch streaming quality. You should expect nothing less from the Loose Change crew. And we're, again, really excited to have it stream out there and let people see it before it ships. You know, you've pioneered that with your PrisonPlanet.tv. And, you know, this movie was big on the web, so there's no reason that it shouldn't be released on the web. You know, again, it's just such a powerful tool to send somebody a link to this movie or the information, or if they have no idea about Loose Change, you can send them the link to Loose Change, a second edition for free, where they can watch that entire picture for nothing on Google Video. So, yeah, man, we're really, really excited. And like I said, we're going to be touring with this thing. I'm going to be with Minnesota We Are Change on Sunday, and I believe Dylan will be in New York City with Luke Radowski and the New York chapter of We Are Change.
Continue. I mean, we've only got a few minutes left, Jason. Tell people about some of the other things that are covered in the film.
Yeah, again, you know, we go over Building 7 in more depth than anybody else has. You know, we play the two video clips of the two people that were actually blown up in Building 7 prior to either building collapsing. We have video footage of the south face of World Trade Center Building 7 after at least one of the towers has collapsed. And lo and behold, there's just a few glass windows blown out. In fact, the cameraman takes refuge in there, walks in through the south face lobby, up into the main lobby. So, you know, the debunker argument that 25% of the building was scooped out after the towers fell on top of it is absolutely ludicrous. We go over Danny Joenko, who is a 30-year demolition expert. When seeing Building 7 for the first time, he says it's an absolutely a controlled demolition, that the columns were blown from the bottom and it folded in on itself. So, again, you know, the proof is in the pudding. We've put together a two-hour-plus picture. We had to cut so much. I mean, this movie could have easily been 3 hours, much like a lot of your movies. You just don't know what to cut. We had to cut an entire chapter. It's an extra on the DVD. It's the flights chapter. And, again, you know, we're just trying to use this to create awareness and, you know, get out there with other people. We're actually going to be doing a screening with John Thiel and student scholars for 9/11 Truth in on the 27th in New Hampshire, and all proceeds will go to the Feel Good Foundation. I mean, this guy has
really
given.
Hey, what, Jason? Stay there for a minute. Let me just come back to you.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.